Following a series of deaths linked to the free birth movement, the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists and the Australian College of Midwives have issued a joint statement urging health ministers to enact legislation that will help end the deaths associated with free birthing by banning birthing assistants known as doulas. Maeve Groom spoke with Dr. Hazel Needle, Senior Lecturer of Midwifery at Western Sydney University, on what free birthing involves and why some women are choosing the practice over traditional hospital births.
So free birthing is when a woman chooses to birth at home or in a location outside of a hospital and without a medical healthcare professional such as a midwife or a doctor. And they may choose to do that with somebody known as a doula or a birth worker who is not a medically trained or midwifery trained individual, but someone who has been trained in how to support women during labour and birth.
Is there anything unsafe or not the right way to do things in terms of using a doula, or is it specifically up to the woman?
It's always up to the woman on her choice of birth companion, and that is a fundamental right of the woman. Doulas are not trained healthcare providers, and they do make that clear, and it's important that that is understood by the woman in the point of what that could mean. So, for example, if an emergency was to occur, a midwife or a doctor would have the training and understanding to be able to give emergency medications, be able to do a full examination or observation of the woman and transfer with that woman as necessary if they were going to a home birth, for example, with a midwife or a doctor. But in a free birth with a doula, then the doula would not have the skills and the knowledge or the equipment or the facilities to be able to act in that way, and they're purely there to support.
The practice has been linked to several recent deaths, including that of a Melbourne influencer, Stacey Hatfield, who suffered complications following her birth. Are social medias and the online trend, for lack of a better term, putting women at risk by promoting this practice online, or are they simply sharing their own experience?
That is a tricky one because we don't have much evidence at the moment to really understand what is happening. Often when these tragedies do occur, and it's a tragedy any time that a baby or a mother dies during birth or shortly after birth. And during that time, sometimes there's a knee-jerk reaction. You know, we've got to try and stop this from happening. But there's actually not much we can do to ensure that every mother and every baby comes out of labour and birth 100% safe. There's a risk wherever you birth with that. The challenge with the free birth community potentially and some of the information on social media might be that they're putting the message across that it's always safe to do this without a healthcare provider, so a free birth, for every woman in every situation. And that then lies on the woman to pick up when something is going wrong, or maybe a doula if they're supporting them. And having that kind of belief that everything's always going to be okay can be minimising to the risks that can happen during labour and birth.
Are there any specific gaps in maternity services that might be driving women to pursue this practice?
Well, this is actually the most important part, because women often aren't making their choices about free birth on a whim. They don't wake up one day and go, I really want to birth at home with no one by my side except maybe a doula and my partner. They're often coming to that after a very long journey, and that journey may include a traumatic birth the first time round, which could have occurred in the hospital. After that, they're looking for answers and they're looking for options to ensure that doesn't happen next time. And this is where they may look at their choice of birth location. They may look for a private midwife, and we have great evidence to show that birthing at home with a midwife is a safe option for many, many women. However, that might not be available due to cost or a lack of resources, so having no midwife in that area. That can then lead women into thinking about, well, what else can I do? And free birth may then get their attention through social media, like you mentioned.
Like you were saying, perhaps for women who lack trust in the hospital system, possibly due to a bad previous experience, what could better regulation or support for home birth midwifery look like in Australia?
I don't think legislation is an answer in the fact that we should ban women from being able to have free births with a doula, or to ban that doula, because that just further alienates this group of women and the group of supportive people such as doulas. Because for many, many doulas, they are providing a vital role for women, especially women from diverse backgrounds, whether that's in a home or in a hospital. So banning a group of supportive people is not really the way. The thing that we really need to look at is why are women women losing their trust with the hospital, and what can we do to further support that? Having more options for homes, such as, you know, more privately practicing midwives, easier visiting rights, so a privately practicing midwife can have visiting rights at a local hospital. We've got some of those across Australia, but it's not universal. And more Medicare rebates, so there's less cost for the woman who's accessing a privately practicing midwife. But ultimately, what we know from the Birth Experience Study, which I've led, which is Australia's largest maternity experiences survey, is that women want to have midwifery consultative care in whatever location that be. So we really need to have more effort to make sure that we have the models of care that women want and that they're asking for, and that we know can reduce episodes of birth trauma.
Dr. Hazel Needle, Senior Lecturer of Midwifery at the Western Sydney University, speaking there with Maeve Groome.